hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely terrific day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing great. I just want to give a reach out to Bruce and Joyce. They're our customers and listeners, and they're really good people. And I've spoken to them on the phone before. And the other day, on Friday, they sent me a text. And I told them, I said, thanks, Bruce. I appreciate you. You know, and I told him I would like today's show. And I said that last week was a great week of shows. And then he said something to me. This is what I want to read to you guys. I want to quote him. He says, it has been a great week. Your shows are like sitting. You know, somebody to get it right. It has been a great week. Your shows are like we are sitting at the kitchen table talking. And my response back to him was, that's my goal. No hype. No pushing product. Treating my listeners like I want to be treated. Just having a chit-chat with my friends. Thanks for your feedback. And I want to thank you guys for allowing this. Because if you guys weren't the guys that, who you guys are, and you weren't supporting Health Masters, and Health Masters couldn't buy the entire clock on this show, we couldn't do this. And I tell you what, I get so aggravated when I'm listening. In fact, I very rarely listen to only a few alternative talk shows now. I listen to like Hagman and Sheila or Dave, because I can't take the GCN. You know, I'm just gonna not main in names or whatever. I can't take it. Every 6 or 7 minutes, there's a commercial. Sometimes every 4 to 5 minutes, there's a commercial. And you got a lot of the show hosts that are trying to cover their clock, trying to play the cost of doing the shows, that are pushing products for 15 minutes, with 30 minutes. Half the show's commercials, another 15 minutes is just pushing product. And then the other 15 minutes, you may get some dialogue or some information. You can literally listen to my show and Austin's show. And in an hour, you're going to get more information than you're going to get on most of these other shows in 3 to 4 hours. And I've had dozens and dozens of people tell me that over the years, Austin. And I want to thank you guys for allowing us to do this. I was always taught when I first became a Christian that God's will done God's way never lacks God's support. And God works through people like you guys. And when you guys get your multiple vitamins through us or your toothpaste or whatever, whenever you guys support us and get the things that you know you need that you're going to buy from someone else anyhow, and then you order $125 worth of stuff, you get free shipping, we have it to you in a couple of days, it means everything in the world to us. And I want to thank you all personally for this. I want to start the show off thanking you. Because when I got that email last week, that text last week, and it told me how much, it's like sitting around the table and we're all talking. That was the goal that I wanted for this show. I'm not about giving you guys a bunch of hype. I'm not going to do that. Every once in a while, I'll get on a tear. And I guess it kind of depends on how many purple sticks I've had. And I'll start fussing about something, or especially when I start talking about some of these weird things that these Luciferians do. I'll get on a tear and start yelling about it. But I don't do that very often. Now, the one thing about it is, whenever I do that, you know it's not staged. It's basically happening spontaneously. I don't get on the show saying, I'm going to go on a tear today. I don't do that. Because a lot of these guys are, yeah, Austin, you know it's true. A lot of these guys, they prep themselves. They prep their audience. They prep callers. They have callers call in to give them testimonials for whatever that are prepped. They're staged. And I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that. Let me give you one quick article. I have Austin jump in on this. CNN is an enemy of free speech, a fascist censor, and an apologist for war criminals. This is an article that basically Paul Craig Roberts wrote. And he says CNN is an organization inconsistent with the U.S. Constitution. And he says that Tucker Carlson basically slammed these guys last week. And I want to read you what he said, because he did a really good monologue. I want to read you part of it. And I just want you guys to understand that, you know, CNN and Tucker Carlson are at odds, just like the same thing happened with Glenn Beck, and we talked about this last week. And he goes, this is quoting him now. Take CNN, for example. It was CNN that almost single-handedly led the campaign to have broadcaster Alex Jones banished from the Internet. Ultimately, CNN succeeded in doing that. The network convinced every major tech platform to ban Jones and his outlet InfoWars. He says, you may not like Alex Jones, but it was terrifying to see a loss of free speech. Now, remember, Alex Jones was bigger than CNN, much, much bigger before he got censored. And they wanted to shut him up. CNN is claiming to defend free speech only when it is their free speech, Tucker declared, noting that CNN also didn't devote any airtime to even report on the U.S. government forcing Russia Today to register as a foreign agent under threat of imprisonment. By the way, this is something else. I'm going to say this. AIPAC needs to be forced to register as a foreign entity operating in the United States, period. If they did it to Russia Day, they need to do it to AIPAC. Yes, Russia Day is owned by a foreign government. So is the BBC, he said. But because Russia Today is owned by Russia, which the left believes got Donald Trump elected, it's fine with CNN if they are bullied and silenced. Call CNN what you will, Carson said, but don't pretend they are defenders of the First Amendment. They are not. To see a channel that has lobbied against the right of others to say what they think is true, to all of a sudden emerge as this defender of the First Amendment is nauseating, Tucker said. Now, you guys can finish reading this if you'd like to read it online. I'm not going to read any more. But I'm going to say something real quick. When these Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, when they took over, basically created the Communist Party through Karl Marx. There we go. There, I said that. I should have really said that. I probably have already said that once before, too, which is how all this happened. They created the Communist. This is all derived through the Communist Manifesto, through Kabbalah teaching, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that one, too, today. Might as well finish hacking off everybody else. And the reality is this. This is the whole program of the one world government under Lucifer that they're promoting to resurrect their serpent god from the abyss. Now, what's interesting about all of this stuff is that when the communists first came over, they came over under the guise of freedom of speech, that they had the right to protest the United States government in huge rallies to promote their form of communism in the United States. Now, this was countered and pushed back on pretty hard because, remember, we had just gone through World War I, World War II, and we didn't want this stuff over here. And that's what McCarthy was all about with the Red Scare. And that's what Myron Fagan talks about in his recordings that everyone listening to the show needs to hear. And what was interesting about all of this, Austin, then they started off with the Civil Liberties Union, all this other kerjunk, and they started talking about what happens with freedom of speech and the right to do these things. And they pushed it really hard out in California. Now, I will say this. In the beginning, they were telling a lot of people the truth about immunizations, vaccines, freedom of speech, freedom of homeschooling, all of these things, organic food, non-GMO, all of this stuff came out of the land of fruits and nuts and flakes, also known as California, back in the 50s and the 60s, because we were being poisoned by the mainstream, manufacturers. These guys who started all of that stuff telling us the truth now California is the place of saying that homeschoolers shouldn't be allowed to keep their kids out of school. Homeschoolers should be vaccinated. They're the big pushers for all of the people coming into the United States to destroy the culture of the United States. All of it is shifted and twisted. And the reason for this is, as the narrative changes, these guys continue to change what they want to accomplish. In other words, it wasn't moving quickly enough for these guys, so they had to take over the mainstream media. They had to go in and buy up 95% of the media, so now they have their Communist Manifesto in full-blown, glory every time you turn on the TV. Last month, I had my cable TV turned off. I mean, it's off. I've got internet in the house because I do the show from the house, but I have no cable TV here anymore. And today my mother-in-law, she's like 84 years old, wonderful lady, her name's Shirley, she said to me, well, Ted, are you going to get TV back? And I said, TV? No. I said, I still have a 40-foot tower on my house with an antenna. I may hook that back up, but I'm not going to pay to have this propaganda pumped into my house ever again. I have no interest in it. None whatsoever. In fact, over a million people last month dumped cable TV prescriptions. This is a tool that's being used by the globalists through flicker rates and through basically mass hypnosis to train the people the way they want them trained. I could care less about fixed NFL football or fixed college games, but I was happy Florida State beat Boston College last weekend. I must admit that. I will not say here today I wasn't. But the reality is I'm not going to be allowed myself to do this. Last weekend during the Boston College game, and I was slipping through the commercials, my mother-in-law told me that there were two gay guys on the couch basically hugging each other and laughing and giggling watching the football games on TV. That was the commercial, was two gay guys basically hugging each other. Soon they'll be having gay. Now, last weekend we had a former NFL player decide he was going to come out full-blown gay, got married out there in California, all the other perversion they do. Now, as I told you guys last week, gays don't show up on my radar screen. I could care less about gays. Don't care. As long as they're not militant in my face trying to get me to do what they want me to believe is okay, I'm not going to do all that stuff. I'm going to stay with the Word of God. The Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah was not a place that God really liked. He didn't really care about Sodom and Gomorrah, and he basically torched it. And quite frankly, guys, I can't say as I blame God, but I am also thankful now that Jesus Christ came for us, and we have grace in the New Testament. Because quite frankly, living in the Old Testament, and every time God got hacked off at people, people got torched, that was pretty rough. So reality is, because we're under grace now through the blood of Jesus Christ, guys, it's like we got the best of everything going on for us as Christians. It's really pretty cool how God has done this and how he has worked with us as human beings to bring us to this point of repentance and salvation. So I'm really pleased with all that. But Tucker Carlson's right. CNN, again, globalists on CNN, but the guys, be very careful now. Because remember, Fox News is also globalist controlled. And this is the both sides of the narrative that I talked to you guys about last year, in which Otto Kahn said that they control both sides of the narrative to focus on the end result. Always remember that. Also remember, I talked about this on Friday in detail about what's going on with Trump and what's going on with with Q and all the other nonsense that we hear about all the time, because Trump is a mouthpiece for the globalists at this point. Brad said the other day that Trump had no idea what he's getting himself into when he got into the ran for the White House. I believe that. I really do. Yeah. I don't think I don't. I, you know, when they have that little meeting, I remember when the Gay Canyon went into the White House. I won't even mention his name with Bush, and he basically had a little meeting, a little closed door session. The little Gay Canyon got to trot in for a bit, and came in with George Bush, and he went in all cocky like a little strutting rainbow colored rooster, and came out all head down, shoulders down, like a little rainbow colored rooster who'd been kicked upside the head, and he basically did not have the same pizzazz that he did when he walked into that White House, because he got told in no uncertain terms who ran the United States of America, or I should say the corporation that's known as the United States of America, and he had a quick reality check. Guys, everything these guys tell you in the mainstream media, there's a twist to it. Now all of a sudden the Republican candidate for governor won here in Florida, the Republican candidate for Senate run in Florida. I want to know who got taken into the backwoods out down there in Broward County and basically got their little hands slapped verbally or physically. You don't know what happened for these guys to capitulate and say okay, because these guys stuffed those boxes down there, and quite frankly, I think they all need to go to jail for what they did. But all of a sudden, we get the outcome that we want. Who in the world knows what happened behind the scenes to allow that? I don't believe for one second that that was a legitimate election that we had this last time. I really don't. There's all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes. Because remember, guys, if they control the diabolical machines, if they control them, they can do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it, unless it's a landslide victory, which it could have been. It could have been another landslide victory when all these other precincts report. So it's a major, major mess that we have now in this voting banana republic we call the United States Corporation. And so it's a mess. I'm just glad, though, that we got that unbelievable, basically, Bill Nelson, who was in a secret society at Yale. I think it was called Book and Snake or whatever, kind of like Skull and Bones. I don't know why I always have to throw snakes in everything. And Bill Nelson was part of that. Yes, yeah, awesome. You know, well, you know why, awesome? Because in the Old Testament, it talks about the serpent. Okay, yep. All of these old pyramids have these snakes running around everywhere, and all these carvings they have. Snakes coming out of their heads, snakes coming out of their mouths, snakes coming out of their eyes, snakes everywhere, symbolizing the evil one. You know, Quetzalcoatl was the snake. He was the one who showed up in doggone South America to give the ancient Aztecs and the Incas this incredibly advanced celestial calendar. He only wanted one thing from them. He wanted to sacrifice their children to him. Guys, it never, ever changes. So this earth and how it's run is being run by these demonic secret societies, and that's why I've told you guys before in the past that black magic runs this world. But praise God, we, you and me, friends, my listeners, you guys, I love you, we have overcome the world, because greater is it he who is in us than he who's in the world. All right, that's enough preachy stuff, Austin. What do you think? What's your next story?
Oh, absolutely. And then just, I mean, personally, what I think they're trying to do now, because a lot of stuff is going more digital, I got to remember, it's very difficult to rig every single election. in the past, because when you're dealing with only paper ballots and hand counts and everything else, it's, you know, you can manipulate stuff, but it's much, much easier to do when it's completely and totally digital, hence where a lot of the stuff is going. Another example of what we got down here in Florida, which I'm glad we were able to push through, like you said, was it a landslide? What was going on? I don't know. But down in Orange County, California, this is really interesting. Orange County, which is a traditionally conservative enclave in Southern California, which is usually all red. Even in 2016, the last election, it was all red except two super small precincts. The entire county was red. Well, all of a sudden, this Orange County turned completely blue after Democrats allegedly found tens of thousands of votes post-election day, just like they did down here in Florida. They said just 2 years ago in 2016, only two districts out of the entire Orange County voted blue. Now, just 2 years later, every single district turned blue after the Democrats found tens of thousands of votes. The 39th district was officially called for Democratic Gil Cisneros over Republican Kim Young, basically, this week. The Democrats stole this race with late votes, is pretty much what everybody's saying over there. Young Kim was up almost 5,000 votes on election night with 100% of the precincts reporting, and ended up losing last week by 3,000 votes 11 days after the election. They said a Republican congresswoman in California's 45th district was also ahead on election night, then magically defeated by Democratic Katie Porter several days again after the election, trailing Mimi Waters on election night, then jumped ahead by over 1,000 votes after Democrats produced thousands of ballots after the election that were not reported before. This is something that's going on because Orange County had the exact same issue, and this is exactly what we saw them trying to do in Florida. Something they're doing as far as whether they're getting ballots, whether they're having people go in and write these ballots, and they're doing it at, because you got to remember, guys, if you brought in, say, a giant school bus, 10 school buses, 15 school buses of illegals, and you start having them piling out at the polls, you know, the voting precincts, and they start coming in waves, and they just start coming in, and they just start doing all these ballots. No ID, no driver's license, no passport, nothing. Just tens of thousands of people that can come in, even if it's just a couple hundred or a couple thousand, they're filling out ballots. You're not going to get away with that. Everybody's going to start pulling out their camera phones, start recording this crap going on. But now, all of a sudden, if the voting booths are closed, everything's been reported, now all of a sudden you have these people that show up that start voting, or you start walking in with ballots that you basically had bubbled in the day before by all these people that aren't supposed to vote. You start saying, oh, wait, we haven't counted these votes. Here's another 5,000 votes. Here's another 10,000 votes. The same crap that we saw down in Broward County. This is the easiest way through the loophole that they have as far as with late voting, how it goes through as far as with designating where the votes came from, when they came in. We don't have all the votes counted now. So that's the thing that they pulled this time. We don't have the votes counted. Oh, it's going to take us 4 or 5 days. The problem is Broward County, they blatantly broke the law, because by law, if they're doing late voting count, they have to disclose how many ballots are left. They blatantly disregarded that. They'd say, we don't know how many ballots are left. Then all of a sudden, 2 a.m., they'd say, oh, we have another 5,000 ballots. 95% of them are for Democrats. Everybody goes, wait, what? Well, okay, how many ballots do you have left to count? Oh, we don't know. Okay, well, you need to let us know every hour as you're getting them in. Okay, 12 hours later, 2 o'clock in the morning, oh, we have another 5,000 votes again, 5,000 ballots here. That was 98% Democrat again. Okay, how many ballots do you have left? We don't know. They did this literally half a dozen times down in Broward County, completely breaking constitutional law and violating Florida voting requirements and basically regulations that they do. Same thing they're doing in all these counties now. So this is a way they have figured out as a loophole with the late ballot counting, to push these things through, especially when we have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people coming into the country every year illegally. On top of that, you know, we saw in Florida last year, I told you guys we had 300,000 Puerto Ricans come up here now, as far as, and I'm sure they're all voting because, you know, Puerto Rico is basically the entity of the United States now. We basically own them. And so I'm sure they're able to vote as well now, which just goes to show you this is what they're trying to do. And that's what I brought up on the show last week. Their goal is to bring in as many people as they can and keep voting blue, 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 blue until they completely take control. And ironically enough, this is another article I saw earlier which had me laughing last week, but then it kind of made me realize these guys are dead serious about what's going on. You know how the Democrats and the hard leftists, they always go, we need common sense gun laws. That's all we need, just common sense gun laws. We want more sensible restrictions to keep the hands out of criminals and people that are insane. We just want sensible, common sense gun laws. And everybody goes, oh, okay, that's a good idea. I've told you their lingo and their verbiage that they use all the time. Well, now... Eric Swalwell, Democratic senator, basically is completely and totally urinated himself in the bed by getting in a rant on Twitter between Joe Biggs and blatantly saying how he feels about this. Essentially, he went on to basically talk about how the Democrats want to ban and seize all guns and have the power with the state to go ahead and do so. And Joe Biggs, who's a combat vet, basically wrote on Twitter, responded to it. He said, basically, Representative Swalwell wants a war, because that's what you would get. You're out of your blanking mind if you think I'll give up my rights and give the government all the power. Representative Swalwell responds, tweeting, it would be a very short war, my friend. The government has nukes. Too many of them, but they are legit. I'm sure if we talked, we could find common ground to help protect your families and communities. He blatantly pulls the nuke card when people are talking about defending their Second Amendment rights and don't want their firearms taken away, implying directly that he is willing to use nukes on the United States population that does not want to give up their firearms. These people are about as unhinged as it gets, and it really troubles me the fact that they're becoming more and more militant. Now, after that, today he's issued a rebuttal and come out now and said, oh, I was only being sarcastic when I was talking about nukes. That was just sarcasm. I would never do that. After
no,
everybody's
wasn't.
Literally, I'm talking, eviscerated him over the weekend. Some of the comments I can't even repeat, honestly, on air because they're so vulgar, which quite frankly, I can't blame some of these people. When you, as a representative of the United States populace, start saying that you're considering using nuclear weapons on the population because they don't want to give up their God-given rights of protecting themselves and their family, Houston, we have a problem. That's a serious issue, and that's a serious statement to start making. And ironically enough, you guys know, I talked to you about H.R. 7115 last week, the House of Representatives bill that's pretty much all Democrats now that had pushed through the 3D Prohibition Act. Now, one part I talked about that, and I wanted to just address it because I had somebody ask me, send me an email on it, how it talks about how it's going to ban and make it illegal to sale, acquire, possess the lower parts, the 80% lowers, the assault weapon parts kits. Just to make sure I'm very clear on this, the definition as it states in this bill, it says section 5.2, the term assault weapon parts kits, which will be banned and illegal to sell, possess, or acquire, means any part or combination of parts designed and intended to enable a consumer to possess all necessary parts to assemble a semi-automatic assault weapon. Section 4, the term semi-automatic assault weapon means any semi-automatic rifle, pistol, or shotgun that has the capacity to accept a detachable ammunition feeding device. That's it. That's it. That's all they're defining now is an assault weapon. A semi-automatic rifle, pistol, or shotgun that has the capacity to accept a detachable ammunition feeding device. Guys, They've gone full retard. They're not even trying to cover up what their agenda is anymore. They're blatantly saying in this bill, any weapon that accepts a detachable magazine, which is any handgun, any shotgun that accepts a magazine, any rifle that accepts a magazine, the only thing that is omitted in this would be bolt action, pump shotgun, or revolvers. That is the only thing that would be omitted in this. Anything else that accepts a detachable magazine, they are going to ban any type of trigger parts kit, any type of rebuild parts kit, anything to basically rebuild your gun, to service your gun, to make your gun new and up to date and more efficient with old parts, removing them and putting new parts in, it is going to be banned in this bill. This is a total sidestep around the Constitution, and if something like this ever to were get passed, it would completely and totally eviscerate us from being able to rebuild, service, and maintain our firearms the next couple of years. This is the exact same thing that happened in 1986 under the Firearm Protections Act that Reagan banned. Any machine gun manufactured after 1986 was illegal for civilians to purchase. At the current time, that didn't seem like that big of a deal because it was 1986. 32 years later now, we have machine guns like M60s that cost $50,000 to acquire now, when government contractors can get them for $3,500. Why? Because you can't get it. There's only X amount of parts and X amount of firearms left in existence to service these guns. That's it. Another 20 to 30 years, they're going to be completely antiques worth $150,000, $200,000. Nobody's going to even want to shoot them. This is exactly what they're going to do to simply semi-automatic AR-15s, pistols, and shotguns that have detachable magazines if they push this bill through. This is one of the scariest, most egregious gun bills I have seen in a long time because of the blatant verbiage and the vagueness of what they're putting in here. Guys, normally when they say assault weapons, they say a firearm that has a flash hider along with a pistol grip, along with a detachable rail, along with a collapsible stock. That's usually what they say in most of the California liberal verbiage. They blatantly say right here, it is defined as a semi-automatic rifle, pistol, or shotgun that has the capacity to accept a detachable ammunition feeding device. That is it, guys. This is a code red right now. We have to make sure we contact our senators and do not allow them to push this through because it's called the 3D Firearms Prohibition Act. Everybody, there's, by the way, guys, I don't know if you've listened to anybody else since last week. Nobody else has talked about this. Alex Jones hasn't talked about this. Nobody's talked about this. I'm the only person that's bringing this up, with the exception of two other gun sites that hardly anybody look at that I subscribe to. Nobody's talking about this. And I don't really think the Senate is going to go for this because they're so hardcore Republican once they read this. But the fact that the House is attempting to ram this through and they're using a nefarious comment like the 3D Prohibitions Act, meaning, oh, we just want to ban people from being able to manufacture 3D guns at home. It's for the protection of the kids. The fact that they're doing this shows me that they are that hardcore militant right now on trying to strip us of our Second Amendment right. And then when we have Eric Swalwell come out and use the nuke card on anybody that doesn't want to give up their assault weapons, that's terrifying, guys, that these guys are that hardcore. They're not saying this in closed doors and got recorded on an off mic, you know, basically off the record. They're putting this out on Twitter to hundreds of thousands of followers and blatantly saying that I'm going to use nukes if you don't want to give up your assault weapon that I deem to be scary because I say it looks scary. That's how hardcore these guys are right now, and we can never allow that line in the sand to be stepped over, or else we're going to have to handle it just like the Founding Fathers intended, which is why they gave us the Second Amendment. I don't like being that direct, but these guys are playing for blood now. They don't care. They're doing everything they can to strip us of our ability to protect our family and country. And this very instant right now, guys, they would ban everything and arrest all of us right now if we didn't turn it in my opinion. I think that's how hardcore they are. If they had the ability to do so, they would do it in a heartbeat if we still weren't held under constitutional law, Dad.
But number one, that's never going to get passed through the House or right now because the House is controlled through by the Republicans. They're probably prepping this thing up to come in for a vote, you know, in January. The guy's talking about nuking the population of the, he's an idiot. I mean, he probably just put a doggone, death knell on his doggone re-election in 2 years, because this will come back up to haunt him, I guarantee you. I
mean, oh, yeah.
No one in the government that I've ever listened to or heard ever has come out publicly and said they're going to nuke the population of the United States because of guns. I mean, the guy's an idiot, okay? He's an idiot. I mean, I don't even know how these people get elected. Well, yeah, I know how they get elected. They have big sponsors and big corporations like George Soros, run by the Rothschilds, that give them all this money for campaigning. That's how they get in. That's it. They spend millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in campaigning to get in so they can continue to do what they're doing. So this guy with the nuke, he's an idiot. This bill will never pass because it'll never get through the Republican Senate. And quite frankly, it's an indication, exactly what you said, Austin, of what they want. Yep. This is what Stalin had to do. This is what Hitler had to do. You have to disarm the populace. I mean, here's the problem. If you're in a firefight and you got a revolver and you got six shots and you're really good at reloading it and it takes you 20, 30 seconds to reload it, you know, you're going to be overwhelmed by a firepower of just a semi-automatic AR-15 with a 100-pound drum. Nothing you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, they can throw down cover fire and they can just flank you. That's all they can do. There's nothing you can do. Okay, there's nothing you can do to reload that fast. And so it's just one of those things. And then when you start getting fully automatic weapons, all they have to do is throw a belt 60 up there. They keep your head down, run around the back of you and shoot you. I mean, it's crazy that we're even talking about stuff like this from our own government. But why? Because they have to be able to come into your house and not feel as though you're going to shoot them. Okay. Beat you, handcuff you, and drag you off. And think, okay, it's safe enough here. I'm not going to get shot. See, nobody wants to walk into a house. You can ask the SWAT guys. I got a bunch of friends of mine who are SWAT guys. You know, one of them was a guy named Carlton. Nobody wants to breach a house knowing that they're armed, even with semi-automatic weapons.
No.
Nobody. I mean, nobody's nuts enough to take gunfire in the face. And so this is the goal of the leftists. This is what they want to do. Also, they want to remove all the weapons, remove the Second Amendment rights, all of it, because these guys are absolutely nuts, because they want a pandemic. They want to get rid of us. I mean, the globalists plan to exterminate humanity, and now they want to continue, as Henry Kissinger said, get rid of the useless eaters. They must be eliminated because they have to reduce the population of the planet, because the Jason Committee, Jason scholars back in the 50s, and these globalists have all gotten behind that there's too many of us eating too much stuff, breathing too much air, using too many resources, which is a lie, by the way. What needs to be done, the planet can easily carry 6, 7, 8 billion people. Not an issue. What the planet can't do is this. The planet can't have third world populations in sub-Saharan Africa having 8 and 10 and 12 children, or in India having 8 and 10 or 12 children, or in China having 8 or 10 or 12 children, or the Muslim groups having 8 or 10 or 12 children. That's what it can't handle. It can't handle that. Now, that's a fact, because the population is going to double too often. That needs to be stopped. But so what their goal is to kill all the white people and basically make us all sterile with Gardasil or whatever they're going to do to us, and then have all these sub-Saharan folks come in from all these different third world countries into the United States to run their equipment. The problem is they're not thinking through it. You know, 59, 69 IQ person can't run a doggone BMW plant and manage the computer systems. It doesn't work that way. So it's just about killing us. That's what it's all about, because that's what they want, because this is what they're jealous. They're jealous that basically God created us in His image. These guys have Luciferian DNA they claim to have, which means they're the benign Nephilim, which they claim to be, which means they're the sons of the fallen, which they say they are. And so they're trying to tell us that, you know, they're going to destroy everything God created to be good. Why? Because they can, because they want to. Another perfect example. Here we have Julian Assange, basically now under indictment by the Department of Justice, but not Hillary Clinton. Think about this for a second with me.
Yeah.
The only thing that he did was release the information about how so many people in the Democratic part of the government, especially Hillary Clinton, was so criminal. He's saying, this woman's a criminal. She got this uranium deal with Russia, got all these kickbacks from all these countries when she was Secretary of State, did all these horrible things to the people in Libya and Egypt, did all this horrible stuff that she did, and here's the documentation. This woman even sacrifices chickens to Moloch in the backyard when things get rough. her own, that's what she does, and that's what her own email said. About time to get the rabbit foot out of the doggone attic and get a chicken and take it in the backyard and sacrifice to Moloch. Who talks like that? Who says stuff like that besides these whackbags? Now, our Department of Justice is so corrupt, they're ignoring all of the information of all the illegal activity that took place, and they're going after the person who was the true reporter on the planet that basically said these guys are doing this. I mean, Ecuador has already seized his computer ability. He has no ability to release information anymore. And now they want to go ahead and charge him for espionage or whatever, and pretty much, I guess, take him out back to shoot him or hang him or whatever they want to do to him, or give him the death penalty. I mean, he dared to release truthful information that exposed the deep deception and electoral fraud that was taking place inside the DNC. And to make sure that Hillary Clinton got the nomination, complete fraud against Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton destroyed 30,000 plus emails on her legal server to make sure no one would ever find out how she betrayed America to seize power at any cost. But Assad's going, Assad's going to prison? I mean, this is insanity. To me, Austin, it doesn't even make any sense. And it kind of like Forrest Gump used to say, you know, stupid is as stupid does. Okay, I got that. All right. This doesn't even make stupid sense. I mean, but what they're doing is, again, because this shows you how corrupt our Department of Justice is. It shows you this is the same group that has run this ridiculous thing against John Donald Trump for the past 2 years about the Russian collusion on Donald Trump. Had nothing to do with it. Okay, this is the same group of people. Trump needs to go in and clean these bureaucrats out. The problem is he can't. It's hard for him to go clean all these people out because they're appointed or they're given these jobs and they have job security and they've got tenure and all this other kind of junk. And it's hard. It's like trying to get rid of a postal employee. We have a postal employee from hell that used to service our account at the office. I mean, the guy's awful. I mean, this guy, his personality would brighten up a room every time he walks out. He's that bad. And we've complained and complained and complained and complained and complained and complained to the local postmaster. Finally, when we said we were going to do a formal complaint to the postal department, nationally, they got rid of him and got him off our route. I mean, it took literally years and constant complaining, and filing these petitions to get rid of this clown. Why? Because he's got a federal government job. It's very difficult to get rid of these bureaucrats when they're in a position like this. And see, this is the thing that people need to understand. We need to have a house cleaning at the federal government level. And these bureaucrats that have come in and taken control of the government with their rules and regulations and committees, these clowns need to go. That's the problem that Trump's run into the first 2 years. You got all from 8 years now, Obama's been putting all these weirdo leftists in and socialists in. They're all still there. They haven't left. And so Donald Trump's fighting these guys trying to get stuff right. So it's just crazy. By the way, here's a consumer alert. We're now finding out that when you cook with sucralose, a lot of these health food stores, you go into the places now and they're cooking with sucralose. They're heating it up. Here's the problem. When you cook with sucralose, this is marketed as Splenda. This is published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health. It basically changes and it turns into a neurotoxin. But this is absolutely nuts that we're offering this information to you guys, because this is a synthetic organochlorine sweetener overview of biological issues when you look at the article that was written on it. And it tells you that sucralose alters metabolic parameters and its chronic effects on body weight are unknown. Sucralose offers a PGB and CYP expression, and while classified as a food additive, it basically massively increases the risk of cancer. The metabolic fate and health profile of sucralose metabolites are currently unknown. In other words, you don't know what's going to happen when you put this pesticide in your body and you try to poison people with it, because you can't test people with poison. It's not legal. Sucralose alters the indigenous bacteria balance in the gut. Why does it do that? Because it's chlorine, and basically chlorine kills everything. Numerous toxicological issues regarding long-term exposure to sucralose are unresolved. I mean, this is a cancer-causing dioxin when you heat it up, and dioxin-like compounds are formed when Splenda is cooked. I mean, this is an incredibly toxic product. I told you that the time I was actually on an airplane going to Chicago to do a TV or seminar or whatever it was. I can't remember anymore. It's been too many years ago. And I sat down and spoke to a organic chemistry professor, and we were talking about aspartame and how bad it was. He basically said, you think aspartame bad, Splenda's worse. I'll never put that stuff in my body. That's a chlorocarbon. That's a pesticide. It is unbelievably toxic if you put it into your system. And I thought, whoa, coming from an organic college chemistry professor. I mean, this is absolutely the truth, guys. You've got to stay away from sucralose, and you got to stay away from aspartame. Last week, we nailed aspartame pretty doggone hard. But, guys, there's all kinds of stuff. You got stevia, that's fine. You got raw honey, that's fine. If you don't have a blood sugar condition, you got molasses, that's okay, but it's kind of bitter, but it has a lot of minerals in it if you don't have a blood sugar condition. And there's all kinds of other sugars that we talk about, coconut sugar, et cetera. But stay away from these artificial sweeteners because they are so incredibly toxic. And here's another article, another young athlete, a young athlete, a former athletic teen boy, gives up his dreams on a future as far as being a professional ball player after his life is destroyed by the Gardasil vaccine. This is never ending. Before being diagnosed with narcolepsy, a condition characterized by extreme tendency to fall asleep, which is a side effect of the Gardasil shot, this is called cataplexy, another one, a medical condition with strong emotional laughter causes the person to suffer sudden physical lapse through remaining conscious. I mean, these are just some of the side effects of these horrible problems. After the first injection, they noticed a small change in his sleep habits. He started staying up very late, having trouble falling asleep. She said her husband would come home late at night, be early playing in his rooms, find him awake, playing in his sister on his phone. And all of a sudden, it's got worse and worse and worse and worse. Till now, he's basically not capable of even functioning, not capable of being an athlete anymore. And so it's one of those things that happens all of the time. Not every time, but a lot of the time when people are given these Gardasil shots. Now they're in a full-blown program, Austin, to do full-blown Gardasil shots to every single person. Why? Because they want to get rid of the white people. There you go. Guys, you sound like a racist. I'm not a racist. They don't like whites. I happen to be white. I kind of like white people, and I like black people, and I like Hispanic people, and I like all kinds of people. I don't really want any particular group to die because I'm some genocidal maniac. But these guys don't like whites. And when you happen to be white, and these guys are trying to do this to you all the time, you kind of get to a point where you kind of start saying, you know what? I don't want to be involved with these guys. Another story. Article on soy. More evidence soy formula leads to health problems as an adult, especially with girls. It causes massive problems now with irregular menstrual cycles, unbelievable amounts of pain while they're menstruating. All of this stuff is being found now, endometriosis, when they're given soy formula when they're babies. Guys, soy formula is one of those things you've got to completely and totally get out of your mind that any part of that's okay. All right. Austin, what do you think? What's your next story, bud?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. To take it back to the sucralose real quick, because I've had a lot of people ask me about that, because it's in everything now. And, guys, you have to be very, very, very astute on what's going on. And you have to get on the offensive now and start pushing to see what is in this stuff, because it's showing up in everything now, especially in the nutrition industry. I've seen it for years now, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse to pretty much every single drink, every single food bar, every single protein. Just about everything now is popping up with sucralose in it. And there's a reason why, because aspartame has gotten such a bad rap because of how bad it is for the last 20, 25 years now, that a lot of these companies are switching over to sucralose. But again, the toxic effects, as Dad said, are so horrific on this stuff, in my opinion. And long term, it's going to be worse than I think we ever could imagine, especially when it comes to the gut bacteria and the digestive tract. I was reading an article, I don't have it in front of me right now because it's just off the cuff. It was like 2 years ago. They did a research study, and they found that just one average dose of sucralose wiped out like 90% of healthy probiotics in the gut. One dosage of it. Because when it mixes with hydrochloric acid in the stomach, it releases the chlorine atoms that are attached to the sucralose molecule, and so releases free chlorine into the digestive tract. And so, you guys know, I mean, if you've ever worked with chemicals in pools or anything like that, and you go out there and you smell the chlorine. Chlorine's incredibly toxic. I mean, they used to use it as an agent in World War I, chlorine gas. I mean, it will kill you. Even in small amounts, it's still highly toxic. So when you think about how toxic this stuff is, and now you're releasing it essentially into your entire digestive system, it doesn't have any question on what it's going to do. It's going to have negative side effects. So just something that I just want to kind of add on that, because it's so important you keep this stuff out of your diet. Also, too, in other news we were talking about a second ago, with how far a lot of stuff has gotten out of hand, the Pentagon apparently now has conducted its first ever comprehensive full audit, which the fact that this their full first full audit since 2018 just shows you how negligent the stuff is. And they absolutely failed the audit with flying colors. Failed it. I mean, failed every single section of it. And they said it was an audit. And they went through because technically a 1990 federal law requires all U.S. government agencies to conduct annual financial audits, but the Pentagon has put it off launching this one until last December. Critics of the United States said the military spending is so far far out of hand, it boggles the mind. This is exactly why we must audit the Pentagon. The unchecked waste, fraud, and abuse of the Pentagon is an insult to the American people. They said the simple truth is the Pentagon is an atrocious steward of trillions of dollars of taxpayers given to them every year, whether it's massively overpaying for spare parts, mismanaging large weapons programs, or failing at the basic business of just doing business. The audit confirms the Pentagon is in dire need of reform. Ironically, though, they told lawmakers this year that it costs $367 million just to do the audit, and it's going to take another $551 million to resolve the problems that have shown up in the audit, meaning it's literally going to cost almost $1 billion to audit and allegedly fix the Pentagon's unbelievably out of control spending, yet we turn around and say, hey, it's cool. We're going to give you guys another $750 billion this year, even though you can't even figure out where anything's at. You don't even know what's going on at all. I mean, this whole thing, it's like a circus clown act. I mean, you're going and you're giving an agency that is probably one of the worst managements in world history when it comes to actually being financially steward of their money, and you're giving them hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of billions of dollars every year, and they can't even figure out where a lot of this stuff is. They said one of the worst aspects of it was inventory accuracy, flat out. They say they have 500 things of this in stock as far as with this contract or that contract. They show up, doesn't exist, not even there, don't even know where it's at. This is what we talked about before when the Pentagon came out on 9/11 and said they lost $2.1 trillion. We have no idea where it's at. The issue that it comes down to with me, and this is just my personal opinion, I don't think anybody can possibly be this horrible of a money manager. I don't. I think this is done intentionally. I think this is done deceptively, behind the curtains, the reason why they've never had a full audit, the reason why they've totally failed now, and they're going to blame it on poor bookkeeping, because they control the entire world war narrative. And I mean that sincerely, on the aspect of all the military bases, all the CIA operations, all the drug running, all the weapons running, all the cash running, all the child trafficking. They control it some way, shape, or form by their assets and their products and all their different things that they ship all over the world. You ever want a clear example of that? You need to watch that movie, Lord of War. Watch it on TV. It's incredibly graphic and unedited. It's with Nicolas Cage. But he is a huge weapons trafficker, weapons smuggler all over the world. I mean, huge, huge, huge caches of weapons surfaced, air missiles, machine guns, ammunition, you name it. He acquires it, and he gets busted finally. Gets busted at the end of the movie by basically International Arms Agency that's trying to basically find out who he is, and they catch him. They finally bust him, and they get him in his holding cell, and he goes, listen, he goes, I'm just letting you know, he goes, I'm not going to jail. In about 5 minutes, you're going to get a knock on that door, and some incredibly high-ranking official that's way above your pay grade is going to tell you, thank you for your service. You've done a great job. We'll take it from here. They're going to bring me out. They're going to take my handcuffs off. They're going to put me in a limousine, they're going to give me a briefcase full of cash, and they're going to send me on my way. He goes, because this is what they do. This is how they traffic all the weapons and all the narcotics across the world. They use different people out of different agencies, and they get different fronts, and they run it all over the world and control every facet of gun running and drug running everywhere. And he goes, that's not going to happen. About 30 seconds later, knock, knock, knock on the door, and the exact same thing happens, exactly what he said is going to happen. This is what they do, and the fact that you deal with an agency that acts like they lose trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars and they can't figure out how to do it, I don't personally believe anybody can be this negligent with cash. I think they've intentionally used the Pentagon as a front to funnel all type of any behavior, any type of black ops all over the world now, Dad, but that's just my opinion.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, Truman, beware your Eisenhower, beware of the military industrial complex, which is being run by the 17 Kabbalists. I mean, the whole Pentagon is run this way. It's how it does it. I mean, the drugs, like you said, they're being run this way. You know, look at Gary Webb. Gary Webb died in 2004. 1954. He's born not back in 1955. He did a huge thing working in Kentucky and Ohio and did an investigation on what in the world happened in Los Angeles with Contra rebels, Nicaragua, and the massive amount of crack cocaine that was being run and developed and distributed through the CIA. I mean, this is a huge thing he did. He said there was a dark alliance. And he said he talked about this. You guys, you read him I'm reading from Wikipedia. And Gary Webb, you say, why is he bringing up Gary Webb? It'll be very clear to you guys in about 2 minutes. Gary Webb basically exposed the CIA, their drug running, the fraud of the military industrial complex, and came out with all kinds of interviews. Well, all of a sudden, he committed suicide by shooting himself twice in the back of the head or the side of the head. I mean, okay, well, you say, well, that's not possible. After a local reporter basically said he had died from multiple gunshots, the coroner's office received so many calls asking how Webb's death, that Sacramento County coroner, Robert Lyons, issued a statement confirming Webb had indeed committed suicide. I mean, and completely impossible. Now, the reason I'm saying this is when you start dealing with the drugs and you start dealing with the weapons and you start doing all of this stuff, you end up dead. Here's another one.
Yep.
Here's another guy. Daniel Best. He's now dead. He was tasked by Trump with lowering big pharma drug prices. He's been found dead. He beat himself to death with multiple blunt force injuries to the head. In other words, he beat himself. Laugh at the guy's dead. But this is what he did. He is now found. They found him dead, and they ruined. And he was the one who was exposing big pharma and their gouging of the prices with, you know, this military industrial drug far cartel and pharmakia that Revelation talks about. These guys are all going to go to hell for what they've done. But Daniel Best, a pharmaceutical executive who recently took the lead of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, he was tasked with President Trump's initiative to lower prescription drug prices and the possibility of costing billions, if not trillions of dollars over the long run to pharmaceutical corporations. He was found dead with multiple blunt force injuries on November the 1st. Now, quite frankly, if I hit myself in the head one time to try to kill myself, it hurt too bad. I wouldn't do it twice. I can't believe these people do stupid stuff like that and believe this happened. But, of course, the officials in Washington, D.C. have just announced that his death has been ruled a suicide. That's why I brought up Gary Webb. This is what they do to these people that are going to be whistleblowers. According to Washington, D.C. police, Best was found unresponsive near the garage door exit of an apartment building after he had beaten himself to death. I mean, I don't know really how to say anything besides BS on this whole deal.
Yeah.
This is the same thing with Vince Foster. The same thing with Vince Foster. Vince Foster was found laying under a tree, perfectly perfect, hands beside himself, you know, with a gun, you know, whatever away from him, and he had shot himself, and before he died, laid down and put his body down perfectly to cover up what was going on with the Clintons. Our government, guys, has been hijacked. It's been taken over. You know, the problem is, Steve Quayle said it one time so succinctly. He said, we're trying to find an electoral way, you know, to put new people in to cover up a spiritual problem. We've got a deep, deep, deep-seated spiritual issue in the United States of America that people who tell the truth are found dead. Now, luckily for me in Austin, this is the truth. There's something to tell you. I've talked about this before. We're telling you guys all the stuff. The reason that we're pretty safe with telling you all this stuff is we're not material witnesses to any of this stuff. We're just reading you stuff that's open information, open source information off the online, which basically then we basically give you our commentary on. I'm not saying to you that I saw who killed this guy, who killed Gary Webber, who killed Daniel Best, and I'm a material witness. Those people end up dead. The doctors who were basically involved in working with Nagalase and GCAMF and working with patients and posting stuff online about how they're curing cancer and autism, they end up dead in many cases, not all of them, because they don't want this information going out. The petrochemical, pharmaceutical, Rockefeller, Rothschild medical complex, which also controls the military, controls everything. This is organized crime on a scale that is almost unfathomable, unimaginable, that they can do this, beat people to death, blunt force trauma, and say he beat himself to death and get away with it. Anybody else who tried to say anything like this would be immediately considered a suspect in the murder and investigated. These guys have a special place in hell waiting for them, as it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 15. Guys, I love you. Stay tuned to the Word of God. Stay tuned up. Stay prayed up. I had the opportunity to pray for you guys again today. I love you so much. I appreciate you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. If it wasn't for you guys allowing us to do this show, I wouldn't feel that I'd be smack dab in the middle of God's will for my life right now. And so it means so much to me. I meant that at the beginning of the show, too. So, guys, thank you for getting your stuff from us, your multiple vitamins and all the other things that you get from us. Thank you for allowing us to provide you the highest quality nutraceutical supplements in the world, as far as my opinion and what we can produce. If I can make a better product, I'd make it because I take the stuff, too. So, guys, I appreciate you. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your prayers. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, guys. And we really do appreciate all the support in getting this information out there. Thank you for forwarding the shows to everybody. You know, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter that we send different specials out. We send the show out every day on as well with the link to it, so you can just forward it or click it if you just want to listen to it yourself. And, guys, do me a favor. Make sure we're getting this information out there, even stuff that is probably never going to pass the Senate, but like this H.R. 7115 that I talked about at the beginning of the show that was introduced in the House. Get this stuff out there. Make sure people know what these guys are, because I've talked about this for years, and most people argue with me when they say, oh, well, they just want common sense gun laws, or they just want to have, you know, common sense so people in criminals can't get guns. Guys, when you start having Democratic representatives say that they're considering using nukes to prevent gun owners from keeping their assault weapons in scary parentheses because they don't like people having a detachable magazine-fed firearm, and then they try to rebuttal it and say they're sarcastic about it, guys, it's lies. It's all garbage. Do your own research. Look what these guys believe. When these guys slip up like this guy did and they start running his mouth like Eric did, it shows everybody exactly what they have up their sleeve and what they're trying to do. So get this information out there. Let people know, including your representatives. I don't think much happens towards the end of the year now. They kind of take a recess. But starting back in January, you know, the H.R. 7115, this needs to be dead on the floor. And also to make everybody know what is going on with these guys, especially when they make jokes about nuking constitutional patriots who don't want to give up their Second Amendment rights. Guys, be sure if you need anything, check out the website, healthmasters.com. Thank you for all the support. Be sure the CoQ10, Ubiquinol, is on sale, along with multiple other kits. The product of the week, the Purple Sticks, is on sale for $24.39 for 18% off. And be sure to vote for the other products right now that are up for grabs on product of the week. It looks like the EyeSight formula is starting to win pretty good, alongside the Superfood Complete, the Immune Support DF. So be sure to vote. Make your voice heard on those. I don't manipulate anything. You guys click the button. It goes for one IP address only, one vote per one IP. You can vote on it. Make your voice known. Whatever wins, wins. I put it on sale for you. It's as simple as that. People always ask me, you got a sale? You got a coupon? You got this? Yeah, I give you guys products all the time to vote on, and you guys vote, and it wins. It goes on sale for a pretty significant amount. So be sure to check that out. Vote, and email us, call us, 1-800-726-1834 if you have any questions. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. We're here at Health Masters all the time. Thank you guys for your support. Be praying for us. We'll be praying for you. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.